Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Olympic athletes are a step closer toward going for gold in breakdancing.
The president of the IOC said adding breakdancing could help us connect with the younger generation. The fresh new trend of breakdancing is really heating up. When Boogaloo Shrimp and Shabadoo carry that Olympic torch into the arena, oh, the kids are going to, it's going to be lit. That's for sure.
Y'all, we got two single people trying to make a love connection. We call it hook up or hang up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Y'all, I want you to say hi to Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hey, what's up?
Tanya is an eligible bachelorette, and we got a guy that we think you might like, Tanya. But first, let's find out a little bit about you. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm 24. Let's see. I'm just so tired about, going on dates with guys who put on such a really great act, like the first two or three dates,
mm-hmm.
and then they like show their true colors,
mm-hmm.
and it's not pretty. They're not like colors of the rainbow I want to date, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to meet someone who's real, and, I'm sort of new to the area, so I'm super cute and super fun. I want someone who's nice and considerate and a gentleman. And I've had one hookup with a girl before, and that was
Whoa.
Really fun.
Oh, okay. Throw me off.
Hello, out of left field.
My gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm a little open. I just will say that.
Okay, great.
It's interesting that you didn't say you wanted a funny guy. I feel like that's a thing all women, oh, I'm really funny.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. What are you into? What are some of your hobbies? Or, like, what's your thing?
Hooking up with girls.
Well, I love dancing, and I love scrapbooking, but I love, like, the new scrapbooking, not, like, my mom's old weird
I didn't even
like,
know.
Not your mom's scrapbooking,
no,
sorry.
Scrapbooking.
Not your
mom's
scrapbooking.
The new scrapbooking.
The photo books that you can make.
Oh, yeah.
I love going on trips. What I want to do, because I've been reading about this, and I've loved reading about it, is making my own gin.
Oh,
your own gin?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got a lot out of you. So
wow.
Let's see if Pete is the guy for you. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll connect you two. We'll give you a full minute to try to get to know each other as much as you possibly can. And then at the end, we're going to ask a question, hook up or hang up. We'll do a little countdown, 3, 2, 1. And you'll either both say hook up or you'll hang up the phone. Obviously, we'll get the hint. If you both say hook up, then we'll pay for a great date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Tanya, say hi to Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Tanya.
All right.
Hi.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock starts right now.
Okay, what's your idea of an awesome Friday night? Honestly, like not what you think I want to do, but what you like to do.
Go out, grab some drinks, dance a little bit, slow dance, go back to a hotel, and have a good time.
Hotel? Y'all on vacation? Yeah. What's going on?
You're in a hotel? You're so exotic.
My gosh.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you ever be interested in scrapbooking with me? Because that's really important.
Nah.
I love his honesty, she asked.
Okay, how many sports games do you watch on over a weekend?
That's a good question.
Too, but that's usually football season, and that's only half the year.
Who are your teams, Pete? Let me interject if I could.
Cowboys and the Rams.
I don't even know really what those two things do, but that's okay.
It's all good. I'll watch and you scrapbook all
the
time.
Okay. Oh, my God. I love
right.
them.
Hey, Tanya, one final question.
Yeah.
Employed or not employed?
Oh, good one.
Freelancer.
It's unemployed.
It's good for unemployed. We're sorry, dude.
Working now.
All right.
Been working for 3 years.
So here we go, guys. I'm going to count 3, 2, 1. And then if you like what you heard and you want to continue the conversation, you'll shout out, hook up. Or if you're just not feeling it, go ahead and hang up the phone. We'll get the message. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm so excited.
I got nothing on this one. Any guesses?
I mean, yeah,
no?
Guess.
All right.
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hang up.
Well, no, hang. He goes hang up.
Did she hang up too?
Wait, she hung up too?
She hung up too.
Wait, did he hang up also?
Yeah, they hung up.
They both hung up.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What just happened?
That's,
wow.
I thought she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
I know.
She sounded really excited.
That was kind of cold of him, though, to say hang up and like really. Like,
she said she wanted to scrapbook with him.
Well, I know, but
he said no. And that, she said that was very important.
Yeah. And she, you could totally tell she really wanted someone to be up front. Like, she was asking, like, be honest. Like,
right.
She's been scarred and. So the guy's not being truthful early on. Damn.
She sounded like she was really kind of excited about it, but.
Yeah, she was too all over the place for me.
That was all over the place.
If you were in a date, I would have walked out and left.
She exhausted me. Can you please take this over? I'm going to take a quick nap.
Hook up or hang up. What you going to choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up. What you going to choose?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.